Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Very good.
Now, we were just having a quick chat during that record about you're actually a Leicestershire lad, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
So what was this? You went to school in Enderby, I believe?
I went to Brockington College in Enderby, yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, are you tied to your Leicestershire roots much, Richard?
Well, my family all still live there and my brother's there as well, so, yep, they're all there.
So you keep popping back?
I do.
You'll have to pop in and see us.
I will, I'd pop in and say hello to you.
Is that a promise?
It is a promise.
I got you on that. Okay, Richard, tell me a bit about the new series then.
Well, the writers and producers have really gone down the experimental route that they went last year, and they've really picked up on the anachronistic style. So it's sort of faster and funnier, and it's more of a roller coaster this year, and it's very dark and scary as well at times. So. It's been great to work on that.
Because that was something that kind of people were taken aback by a bit. It was very modern, wasn't it, this interpretation?
Yes.
It's got a lot of humour in it as well.
Well, that's accentuated again, and I think people really enjoyed that style, particularly in England, but also in America they really enjoyed that look. So they've gone pretty much down that route again.
And one thing that's always been very popular with this is kind of your the way you work with Keith Allen, who plays the sheriff, there's a lot of good humour. What's it like to work with him?
He's hilarious, actually, I have to say, and he loves playing the sheriff, so he kind of throws his weight around with good humour, and you know, I obviously feed off him, and we you know, we bounce around and enjoy ourselves, and I think we both really enjoy playing the bad characters. You know, they're so much fun to play because you get to be nasty and do all of those things and rude, that, you know, those things that you can't do in real life. So we have an awful lot of fun together.
You do seem to look like you enjoy being the baddie, Richard.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think when you're given a set of rules to break, it makes for a very good day's entertainment, I have to say.
And you've got that brooding stare down to a fine.
Yes.
Is it like, just look at the camera and stare for us?
Well, yes, I mean, I kind of, I don't think too much about the end product. I just try and think in my head of the dislike for Robin Hood and, you know, try and get into the story that way.
And what about your costume, Richard? Because
this
has got you noticed by a lot of ladies. Your head-to-toe leather look.
I know, and people didn't really think that it was real leather for quite some time, and I had to reassure them that it was. But yeah, originally it was going to be quite a traditional knight's outfit, and then I think the costume designer just threw it out the window and said, look, we're going to go for medieval biker. So that's been great fun to work with, and actually it helps me a lot getting into the character. You know, when you put that jacket on, I really feel like, you know, that's his armour, so it's great fun.
Must be pretty hot, though.
It's really hot, and Budapest got up to 40 degrees this year, so I was sweating buckets, and there was a lot of ice packs shoved in every available space, which there wasn't much of, I have to say.
My goodness, because you do film out in Hungary, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So what's that like? Why not Sherwood Forest? It's only down the road.
Well, I know, that was my question as well, and apparently it's something to do with the amount of air traffic, and also because there's not a great deal of Sherwood Forest left. We film in a place in Hungary called Dobogoku, which is vast. It's a huge amount of forest, and there's very little air traffic, so we do get relatively big periods of quiet. So that's the only reason.
And then if to go from playing one baddie to an extreme goodie, you then married the Vicar of Dibley.
I did marry the Vicar of Dibley. That was great relief for me after spending 6 months with a scowl on my face.
To then
spend, 4 weeks laughing was a great tonic.
In cuddly jumpers.
Yes, absolutely.
What was that like?
Which weren't my own, despite popular belief.
Oh, that's a shame.
They were definitely costumes.
What was that like, working with Dawn French?
It was so much fun, and, you know, working towards Christmas in that kind of atmosphere was a gift, really. She's such a lovely woman, and very inspiring, and actually it's quite democratic, the process that they go through on that show. You know, everyone has an input, and my opinion was valued as much as anybody, so it was a great experience for me.
That's a great one to wear. Well, how did you get the acting bug then, Richard? Was it back in Leicester?
It was, I went to a vocational school in Coventry called Paterson College, which was had lots of singing and dancing and acting, and I sort of fell into show business that way and went off to work in a circus.
I know, I read that.
Yes. And then I kind of worked in musical theatre for a while, but then I just decided that it was, because I had quite a literary taste, I decided I wanted to work more on text. So I went to drama school and studied classical acting and went to the Royal Shakespeare Company, and it's all kind of, you know, evolved from there.
And now you never seem to be off our screens. I mean, I saw you on Miss Marple on Sunday night.
Yes, yes, that was something we filmed earlier on in the year, so that was great fun as well.
What do you prefer? Is it kind of TV work or films or even on stage?
To work in myself?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying television at the moment because I like the ability to go back and repeat something if you're not happy with it. Mm. But I'm getting the bug to get back on stage again, which I may well do towards the end of the year, because I'd like to have that sort of immediacy of an audience and not to be able to stop in the middle if you fluff a line or something.
Yeah, so that must be quite difficult to get used to when you first start doing TV work.
It is, and I think it's what puts actors off going back to theatre when they've done television for so long, because you think in your head, I don't think I can get through 2.5 hours without fluffing, because with television, you're sort of allowed to. So
yeah. Oh, well, I must just talk to you a bit about your fans, Richard, because
yes.
Doing a little bit of research about you today, I came across the Armitage Army.
Yes.
They love you a lot, don't they, Richard?
They are such a supportive group of people. And what's great about them is that they've kind of formed a web community based on
you
know,
on
a common interest on liking my work. But also, it goes beyond that, really. They're sort of, they've become friends with each other, and they've also inspired other chat sites. So now I'm very grateful for their support, and indeed, they are always very supportive.
And they are. They've made T-shirts for you now.
They have. I got a fantastic Guy of Gisborne, the Havoc Tour T-shirt with all the tour dates on the back, which I wanted to say thank you for, because it's hilarious. I'm going to be wearing it proudly.
Oh, you see. This is what comes when you become a heartthrob, Richard. Oh, we've embarrassed him. Richard, remind me again when Robin Hood's back on the telly.
It's this Saturday at 7:30 on BBC One.
Well, I look forward to it, and you will have to pop in and see us when you're back in Leicester.
I promise you I will.
You promise. All right, Richard, take care. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Joe.